I speak now in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So, children, I've got a challenge for you. I want you to count how many times I say men or father. Okay, can see if you can count how many times I say men or father. Because today we celebrate the role of men or fathers in our life, just as we celebrate the role of women in our lives on Mothering Sunday. Maybe if we just take a moment, think of all the men in your life. Now, I know who have planted seeds and helped us. Even if you didn't have a father, or there are several people throughout our lives I know that have an influence on us. So I grew up, you know my story, I had an alcoholic father, so it wasn't a very good beginning for me. But I remember when I was 11 years old, I had Tom and Bill. Now, Tom and Bill were my youth group leaders. I was in year 7, and these two saw something in me, and they invested quite heavily in my life. And because of them, I learned more about God and about the Father's love for me and what that truly meant. And it really brought a lot of healing and grace into my life. So I want to just take a second to just think, each of us, for a moment, the men who have had the influence in our life. Men who will speak throughout our lives, either a father or a teacher or an uncle or, just there's so many men in our lives. So I just want to take a moment to just have a think about that. Who has planted seeds in your life today? The thing is, Jesus was planting seeds of love and truth. But the words and deeds he was doing was so radical at the time that he had to speak in parables. Because if he actually spoke the truth of what he was trying to say outright, people would have lynched him, basically. It would have been too much for them to take in. And people would have completely and utterly rejected everything he said. Many people, including his own family at times, considered him a madman. Because by labeling him as such, they didn't have to take notice of what he was actually saying. Just as we wouldn't listen to the words of somebody ranting on the street corner, necessarily. The teachers of the law didn't want to listen to what Jesus had to say because it was contrary to what they believed the kingdom would look like. So there was those who did listen, and those radical words of Jesus began to bury themselves in people's heart like a mustard seed in the ground. Our first parable speaks to us this morning about that seed. Jesus shares this to help us understand what the kingdom of God was like. It has multiple meanings, but one of them was the way that God's kingdom actually works. We know that the seeds are the word of God and his truth. So the sower prepares the ground and plants the seeds. As fathers or men, it is also true that you are planting the seeds in your children's lives or in the lives of those around you. Jesus sowed the seeds in the lives of others. And what kind, if we think about, what kind of seeds are we sowing in the lives of those around us? The thing is, after that, the sower can do absolutely nothing. He puts it in the ground or puts a seed in the heart, and it's creating and growing and becoming. But the sower can only wait to see what happens, because they cannot see what happens under the dirt and in the soil as the seed is beginning to grow. That is the way of the kingdom. He's saying to people, it's not going to happen the way we expect it or the way we want to see it. The kingdom grows within us and shapes us to be more like Christ and the Father. The kingdom, we are told in Zechariah 4, that it's not by power and not by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. By my Spirit. The seed of God's truth, love, grace, understanding, going down into the depths of our hearts, that it might do what it is meant to do, to change us, to make us more like our Heavenly Father. Creating, growing, becoming more like him, more like Christ. We can't always see that growth immediately, but with a little bit of patience, time, and faith, we can see it shoot up and become all that it is meant to be. The teachers didn't want to hear that. The teachers of his time, it would mean they would have no control. They would simply have to trust and allow God to do his kingdom his way, but they wouldn't have it. So the seeds that were planted in their heart died, and it had no means by which to grow. Can we have enough faith, even as small as a mustard seed, to allow that trust in God our Father to grow in our hearts as individuals? The second parable is similar, only there's, once we have the probability, sorry, one, we have the, probably heard this parable many, many times. Faith as small as a mustard seed, which we just spoke about. And that's how tiny a mustard seed is on the tip of somebody's finger. So we know that a mustard seed grows, and it grows to about 10 or 15 feet, and it is large enough for birds to come and rest and to shelter in its branches. True faith takes action. It's one thing about hearing God's truth, but it's a whole other thing to act upon it. If we just hear his word and do nothing about it, we would be like that seed that just dies, or a person who goes back to whatever they've done and simply forgets about hearing the good news. However, if we hear the words and start acting upon them, allowing them to go down into the depths of our heart and change us, then we will be more like the mustard seed who takes the word of Christ seriously and becomes all that we are meant to be in growing in Christ. Our faith can then become not only a seed in our heart, but it helps us to flourish and can be an example to others, a shelter to others to find the strength and the truth in Christ. As we think of fathers today, it's an incredible privilege to have the ability to plant that kind of faith and love in the hearts of our children. And even if you're not a father, you still have the opportunity, as the rest of us do, to plant truth and love into the hearts of those around us. Jesus said, "Yet when it is sown, it grows up, becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches so the birds of the air can come and rest in its shade." That is what the kingdom is like, the kingdom of God, a place where people are welcome and accepted, where people can find shelter and rest and peace and forgiveness. We can show that love in our lives if we're willing to take the risk and trust God our Father. Are we willing to take that risk and trust in God, even when we can't see things happening? Jesus knew it was worth the risk because he could see the other side. And the disciples slowly but surely began to see the other side as well. They began to see the kingdom little by little, step by step. First, Jesus began to tell them the parables and what they meant. And then the disciples' eyes were open to the truth of what they were hearing. The kingdom, like the seed, slowly but surely shaped and changed their lives until later they became the messengers of that very kingdom they didn't understand at the beginning. It became their life as they saw the truth. So what about us? I don't know anyone who comes to the Lord and instantly has complete and utter faith in God in all that they do. It takes time. It takes time to trust in God in that way and all that he has for us. We learn more about God little by little. We begin to trust him in the little things as we see him do things in our lives, and we grow in our assurance of the Father and his promises. God is patient. There is no time limit. We can take it at a pace that is right for us. Some of us are go-getters. They find the truth and will go and get a hold of it and not let it go. Other, I liken people to metal detectorists. It's slow and methodical, and you search the ground, find a treasure and you keep it, and then you go and look for more. We're all different, but God loves us, each and every one of us. You see, you don't need to have great big faith. You need to have faith in a great big God. That's the difference. You don't need to have a great big faith. You need to have faith in a great big God. Times in our life can get really hard. Times when we feel that we can't do something, or in times we need to we've reached our limits and can't take it anymore. It is then we can remember that all things are possible with God. Matthew 17 has the same parable, as a mustard seed, but it says something a little different that we sang today. It says, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. It's the tiniest bit of faith that opens you to the entire power of our Creator God, our Heavenly Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ. And in Him and through His Spirit, we can do all things. Your part is not to make it happen. It is to have faith, to trust in God. God's part is to call the power of His Spirit to come and help you through whatever it is you face. It is our tiniest faith combined with God's incredible power that can make a difference in our lives. Are we willing to take that tiny step of faith? I love the caption on the slide. It says, I have a mustard seed and I'm not afraid to use it. And that just really hit me. The thing is we have that tiniest bit of faith, God can use us. It doesn't take a great evangelist. It doesn't take a Billy Graham. It just takes somebody to love God with all their heart and to share that love with others, that tiny bit of mustard seed faith. So let us not be afraid to step out and believe that God can do all things in and through us. Amen. So children, did anyone count how many that were there? How many did you get, Sam? Oh, that's pretty close. Faith? 17, right? I had 16, but I could be wrong. I probably said it a couple more times. So well done, everyone. That was great. So I believe we have the peace at the moment. Is that correct? So.